Okay, today's daf is Erev and daf Sadi Dalid, and we are going to discuss the sugya of Kivan de Hutra Hutra. That's a sugya that comes up here on daf Sadi Dalid and Aleph, also daf Sadi Gimel and Beis, and we had it a couple times already in this Pesachta about how to look at a situation where once there is a heter, does that heter continue? The Mishnayos on this daf discuss the question of starting off a Shabbos in one situation, and then it becomes another situation. So the Mishnah tells us on Tzadi Dalam Ra'alav, Chasar Shnifas Al Rishas Arabim, Mishnei Ruchosea, Shabbos started, and everything was fine, and then all of a sudden you have a Chatzar that some of its walls fell down, or a Bayi Shnifras Mishnei Ruchosea, or though the house walls fell down, on a Mavui, or a Mavui, Shnitlu Karosav Alachayav, or a Mavui that had its Korah or Lechi taken away on Shabbos, it fell down, Mutarim Ba'osa Shabbos, Vasurim La'salav, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kivan de Hutra Hutra, since at the beginning of Shabbos it was Mutar, so then it stays that way, even though the reality is no longer such the case. And Rabbi Yossi argues, Rabbi Yossi says, and the Gemara explains that he owes L'Isser, Imutaran Losa Shabbos, Mutaran Losa Lavo, Vimasuran Losa Shabbos, Asuran Losa Lavo. If it's Mutar, Mutar, and if it's Asur, Asur, it remains Asur. And the Gemara also has this machlokes at the beginning of the daf, where the Gemara talks about a wall between two chatzeros, Itmar, Kosel, Shebein, Shdei chatzeros, and Afal. You have two chatzeros that Rashi explains, each made an Eruv by themselves, each made an Eruv separately, and then the wall fell down. So the problem is now they should have to make an Erev altogether, but they didn't. So what do you say? So Rav Amar Emetaltalin Bo Ela B'Dalad Amos. Rav says they could only carry up Dalad Amos in each of their yards. Worse than it was before, because now it's what's called Nifrata L'Maka Ma'asurla. Fine, this spot was Mutter, but now it's totally open to a place that it's Asur for them to carry in. So you can't carry except Dalad Amos. Even though, again, it's a durabanan, right? Because the whole yard is surrounded by four walls now, and it's rishus ayached araisa. But either way, emetatal al bedal damas for Shmuel Amar. No, zemetatal adikar mechitza, zemetatal adikar mechitza. And Shmuel says no, they could each be metatal till where the wall used to be. Why? Rashi kidde meikara da amrina and hova hutra hutra ubekli abayis kamar Shmuel. Right? What are we talking about? The kalim of the houses that came out to the yard. That's what we're talking about. Because if it was kalim in the yard, then for sure you could go from chatzer to chatzer. But that is Shmuel. He says kibun de hutra hutra. And then the Gemara goes into how do you know? How did they know Rav's shita? Right? Rav never gave a shear on it. But one time Rav and Shmuel was sitting in the yard and nafal guda de beni beni. The wall between them fell down. Shmuel says, put up a little cloth. Put up a little cloth, which the Gemara says later on, it's just for tznius purposes, not because you really needed it to carry. And Rav got upset. Adrina Rav la'ape. Rav turned around because he didn't think that you'd be able to carry even the cloth in this situation. But either way, that's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Kiva de hutra hutra, or do we say no? Now the reality is different, so we say it is usher. We paskin like Shmuel, like the rule is halacha karav bi'isure, halacha kishmuel. Bidini, but in this case we do paskin like Shmuel. We paskin lekula here in this context. Dira banan says the Shulchan Aruch. Aval, let me just find the Shulchan Aruch here. Shinai and Dalad Beis Hayakosel Ben Shtei Chatzeros Vireva Kalachas LaAtzma. As Rashi says, Venifrat Hayakosel B'Shabbos, and the wall fell down on Shabbos, either all of it or more than 10 amos. Mutar LaTalta Kol HaShabbos Kol Echad B'Chatzero. Afilu klei abayis, right? Each person could be metaltel because even though it is totally open, Mr. Brewer explains the optical chutz and nifras atel rishus acheres she'ein mishutaf in yachad v'avi nifras lakam aser lo mikom makom kivan shemin hashmash osayim mutter lo kol haShabbos. Right? We passing like Shmuel in this case. There's a fascinating question that is brought up by the Chida. The Chida and the Machzik Bracha. The Machzik Bracha is one of the shlos. One of the Chidas Svarim on Shulchan Aruch, he quotes from the Sefer Nechba Bakesef, and he quotes the following question, maybe it's a stira between Rav and Shmuel, stira de Rav and stira de Shmuel, kind of a question like the Gemara would usually ask, but here the Gemara doesn't ask it, where the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Chaf Aleph Mabez, where the Gemara there discusses the sugi of Yifas Toar, the woman in battle that one is allowed to live with. So the Gemara says, Iboilhu Kohen Mao B'Yifas Toar. The whole heter of Yifas Toar, of Lo Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzahara, and a man is allowed to take the woman in the battlefield, does that apply to Kohanim? Kohanim always have a higher standard. So what do we say? So says the Gemara, Chiddushu, the whole thing is a Chiddush. What exactly is the Chiddush? Right, Rashi and Tosfos discuss, it's a Geiris Balkarcha. So the whole context is a Chiddush. So Loshna Kohen Veloshna Yisrael. Therefore, it's a rule breaker anyway. So it shouldn't make a difference whether it's a Kohen or Yisrael. Even a Kohen would have the Heter. Odil Mano, Shani Kohenim, Hol Veribu Ben Mitzvos Yisero. So what do we say? No, Kohenim are different because Kohenim have more mitzvos regarding issues of marriage. And therefore, this should be aser for Kohanim. So it's a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Why? Rav Amar Mutar Shmuel Amo Aser. Rav says it's Mutar and Shmuel says Aser. What's the issue? So the Gemara continues. Bibia Rishona, the first Bia, machlokas, is that on the battlefield? Is that after he comes home? But either way, Bibia Rishona, the Kol Yamal Obligi Deshari. Everybody agrees that the first Bia is Mutar, Dilo Dibra Torah, the Kenegad Yetzahara. Because the Torah is speaking Kenegad Yetzahara, as much has been said about that Chazal, and they can't hold back, so the Torah made it Mutar. Ki pligi bebiyashniya. The machlokas is about biyashniya. Rav Amar Shmuel Mutar Shmuel Amar Aser. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Mutar. Rav says it's Mutar biyashniya ho avish tar yish tari. Right. Once it's Mutar, it's Mutar. Since the Rishona was Mutar, so Rav says the biyashniya is Mutar. Shmuel Amar Aser toha havila giyores. Shmuel says Aser because she is a giyores. Right. She was not Jewish. The giyores, the Kohen lochazia, and Kohen does not allow to marry a Gioris. That is the first version. That's what we're going to focus on in the Gemara. Everybody agrees to be Rishon is Mutar. The Machlokas is by Bia Shnia. So, and Rav says it is Mutar, and Shmuel says it is Aser. So ask the Machzik Bracha in the name of the Nechma Bakesef. It's exactly the opposite from our Gemara. Our Gemara here, Rav says that you don't take even the Hutra because you can only carry Dalet Amos, and Shmuel says, no, it's Mutar. You can carry up until where the wall used to be. Keep in the Hutra. And over there, it's the opposite. Rav says, keep in the Hutra. Once the Bia Rishon, it was Mutar, so Bia Shnia is Mutar, and Shmuel says Aser, and Shmuel says no. Shmuel says Aser because a Gioris is Aser to a Kohen. So how are you Machalik between the two different cases? So the Nechba Vakesef quoted here in the Machzik Bracha on Shulchan Aruch, again in Simon Shin Ayin Dalet, so he has one chilek, while the Chida himself has a different chilek. Says the Nechba Vakesef. Da'ad kan lo kama Moria Rav iu Mosev iu Mefarikla. Da'ad kan lo kama Rav hol v'ishtri ishtri. Why does Rav say hol v'ishtri ishtri over there by the case of the Yifas Tovar Ella Ki Haslam Yifas Tovar to Lo Ishri Mibri Rishona Lishnia Begu Lo Ishtini Mibri Rishona Lishnia Begu Faisha. Nothing changed. The woman didn't change. She's the same woman, and therefore you say keep into Ishtri Ishtri. But here the wall fell down. Here there's a different reality. So if there's a wall fell down, so you're not going to say keep into Ishtri Ishtri in that case. You can't say keep into Hutra Hutra if you have a different reality. And the other way, Shmuel. Why does Shmuel say over there by Yifas Tovar, he says Aser, and here he says Mutar. He says there's a big difference. Shiny Shabbos, Shehi Goremes. When it comes to Shabbos, so the Kfiya of the time, it goes by Tchila Shabbos. Ben Hashmashos is the key time. So once it's Mutar Ben Hashmashos, it's Mutar. Mashenkein, by other contexts, like Yifas Tovar, it goes by a present reality. Right now. And therefore, that's the difference between Rav and Shmuel, according to the Sefer Nechba Bakesef. The Chida himself gives a different answer. I think there's a different answer and chiluk that can be given. Why? Demai de Rami de Rav adarav afilu dafka Rav again. The chiluk by Rav was that he says Yifas Tovar is mutter and by Erev is aser. To dafka hasav Yifas Tovar. Why is that aser? To iser ki yoris ishtari bebiya rishona. There was an iser that was matured. If you have a Beferish Heter, so a Heter could be extended. There was an Isser Gioris Lakoin, Isser non-Jew to everyone, and therefore that was Matard. The Sabarav, hold on, reading the whole history, the Isser Zeh, Atzmo, Kfar Hutar, the Isser itself was Matard, and Mishim Hachi, Nimshoch HaHeter, Vishori Biashnia, so we'll stretch the Heter and allow you in the second Bia. Lokin Hacha, by Erev, was there an Isser that was Matard? No. There wasn't a situation of Isser, right? There were two chatzeros. They each made Erevs. Fine, good. Shalom al Yisrael. Hacha gabishnei chatzeros. Shenafala kosel. Minegedhu v'yotzei. V'lohutar shum Isser. V'hashtu di'iki Yisura. Right here, there's a new issur, there's a new situation. The ato idna lohutar shum issur. Right, vahashu di iki issur. Kai gavin alo amrino hol vishri issur. The listri midat alavi issur mikami tachi. It wasn't usur beforehand. You could only stretch a heter that was given. Here, there wasn't an issur in the first place, and therefore, that's why Rav would say hol vishri issur when it comes to the yifas torah, but he does not say that here. And what about Shmuel? What about the chilek of Shmuel? So he says the same thing with Shmuel. By Shmuel, by the woman, the isser is usser from within. Ulamai the Rami, the Shmuel, the Shmuel, Efshar Lomar, the Sover Shmuel, the Dafka, Bifas Torah, the Giyaras, as well as Koi Migufa, Az Lomar, you hold Ishri Ishri. If she's usser from within, the isser is a Yifas Torah isser from within, so that's not going to continue. Once you had the heter, but that's it, then it evaporates. Mashaiki, Bekosos, Ben Hashay Chatseros, Shinafal, Deina Isser, Begufa Chatseros. Rab davar acher goram shenafal akosel. The isser isn't from within, right? The isser is by the davar acher goram, right? It's something else, some other not as intense internal of an isser, davar acher goram, that the wall fell down, and therefore it is going to be different. Again, by the isha, the isser is from within, yifas torah is also mishum gioras, by the chatzar is just for the situation that took place. So these are the two deos, how to explain the difference between our Gemara and the Gemara in Kiddushin on daf chaf aleph. Related to this last sad, this last explanation of the chida, at least within Rav, by the isha there was a heter. Masha'en came by the chatzah, there was no heter, it was just not usher. Maybe it relates to the Rashba there in Kiddushin. The Rashba in Kiddushin asks a question. The Rashba asks, right, we have the sugya of keeping the hutra hutra. Again, Rav says keeping the hutra hutra. Shmuel says usher. So ask the Rashba there, kasha li v'ha yivama min erison. What about the case discussed in Yivamas? You have a woman dies, a man dies min erison. They had first stage of marriage, there was never any bia. Yivama min erison. So, and let's say he's a Kohen. His brother's a Kohen Gadol. So could the Kohen Gadol do yivam? So the Gemara says, and the Rashba quotes it, bia rishon is mutter. Why? Because we say, Asi docha lo sase. The ase of Yibam is docha de lo sase of a Kohen Gadol marrying an almana. There is no isser ase here of marrying a Besula, because she is a Besula. She is a Besula. So the only isser is marrying an almana. So it's Asi docha lo sase by Bia Rishona. But Bia Shnia, we don't say that, is mutter. Bafilu hachi, but Bia Shnia asira. What do you mean? According to Rav, why don't we say kivan de ishtari ishtari when it comes to almana le kohen gadol? Once it was mutter by the first bia, so too you should say it's mutter for the second bia. The Yesh Lomar says the Rashba de hasam lo shari lania la kravahedya. It's not that the Torah has a heter by a case of almana le kohen gadol, right? The case of yifas Torah is beferish mutter in the Torah, but here is it a pasuk? It's a lamdus. Only if the Torah beferish matter something is it that heter going to continue. And that's why, but if it's only based on asi dochalos, it's not going to continue. But here, by yifas toar, avokanda sharya la badei, v'lo chilek bein bia labia. Armina Hove history history. But here the Torah matters it. And the Torah matters it, period. The Torah matters it in all cases. Be a Rishona, be a Shnia Vahulu. Vahalo Damia. And then he compares it to Laishas Ach the Shari Bahadei. Valorina be a Rishona Shari Yashnia Sira. What about a regular case of Yibam? What about a regular case of Yibam? Right? Aishas Ach is mut is the Torah matters, and it's not machalik. And we don't allow the Amon Kohen Gadol, right? Because there's other Isurim. It's not similar to that. It's similar to Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach is mutter by every case of Yibum, and that heter continues because the Torah has it beferish. Then the Gemara says, so why does Shmuel say Asur? Why does Shmuel say Asur in this case if the Torah beferish matters it? Why doesn't he hold keeping it history? What's different between Eishes Ach, which is totally mutter forever, and this case of Yifas Toar? Both of them, the Torah matters beferish. Dahasa mitzvah rami alei. Why is that simple? Because over there, by Eishes Ach Yibum, there's a mitzvah upon you. V'lek alameimar b'bia rishona rami alei mitzvah b'bia shnia hajri li isurei. You can't say, b'bia rishona has the mitzvah, b'bia shnia doesn't have the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the mitzvah. The mitzvah rami alei, and it stays forever. Avo yifas toar, that's not a mitzvah, that's a heter. Lav mitzvah hi, shal dibra Torah l'knegi yitzahara. Right, it's not a mitzvah. V'lo damya el, you know what it's similar to? An ones. Somebody has a seizure, and machin lo so, you give him food until you oru enough. And after that, right, the iser will come back. What's the lumdis that the Rashba just said is a chilek between, in Shmuel Shita, between Yibum, which is totally mutter always, while this case of Yifas Torah is different? So the way that it's explained, Rav Shechter explains this in Eretz HaTzvi on page Kuf Yud, Hutra and Dechuya. How do we look at these Haterim? When it comes to Yibum, one might say it's Hutra. Totally mutter, right? The Isser doesn't exist anymore. The Isser of Eishas Ach is totally matured, and it doesn't exist anymore. Yifas Toar, that's not Hutra. That's Dechuya. It's still there, but you're allowed to violate. The heter pushes away the iser. But the second that you don't need this heter anymore, the Yetzahara has calmed down, then the iser is going to come back. And he compares it to the case of eating by a chola sheish basakana. So therefore, that's the svara within Shmuel. And that could still be also maybe the svara that the Chidah gave, maybe a difference between Chatzer and Yifas Torah even. Yifas Torah, I mean, in the other way, here is Yifas Toar versus Yibam. Yifas Yibam is Hutra and Yifas Toar is Dechuya. But if you're Mechali between Yifas Toar and Chatzar, maybe Yifas Toar has a Heter and Yibam and Chatzar doesn't even have a Heter, so it might work, be related to the Hutra Dechuya as well. There are three other cases to mention that the Poskim discussed in the Kiva de Hutra Hutra Sukya. The Chashuke Chemet here, Rav Zilberstein, discusses what happens if a husband and wife are having dinner. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of the dinner, the Isha is Pirsa Nida. She becomes a Nida. Right? We know the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Kuf Sadi Hesef Gimel that a husband and wife are not allowed to sit together without a hecker when she is a Nida. Lo yachal imay mishto Nida ala Shulchan elam kein yishum shinui. She shum davar mafsik being ka'ara shalo l'ka'ara shala. What happens if they started eating when she was not a Nida? And all of a sudden, she went to the bathroom in the middle of the meal and she was Pirsa Nida. So he quotes this discussion of the Mafsik Bracha and the Nechba Bakesem, and he goes through each of the Svaris, and they say each of them will not apply here. Right, we say, what are the svaras? Oh, it goes by the beginning of Shabbos. Here, it doesn't go by the beginning of the meal. Right, it doesn't go by that. Oh, there was a Befer Shatter. This wasn't a Befer Shatter. There wasn't an Isser. Right, she wasn't a Nida. Something changed. Did something change? Yes, something changed. She became a Nida. So according to all the svaras, we should say that now the Isser kicks in. And besides the fact, he says, that the whole Isser here, obviously, is based on Olo Lahavi Lide Kirva, and that goes by every moment. Olo Lahavi Lide Kirva, Omemela, Berega Shapir Sanida Yishlachus Laze Vyesh Lesar. And then he would say Asr, because in all the cases, in all the svaras that were given by the Machzik Bracha, by the Nechla Bakesef, they would all not apply here to say that the Heter would extend. If you look in the Yeshuos Yaakov is one of the great Achronim on Shulchan Aruch. The Yeshuos Yaakov here says in Simin Taf Reish Ches. Taf Reish Ches, that's in Hilchas Yom Kippur, in Arachayim. Talks about the mitzvah of fasting, of inui. So his question is, if a child becomes, he starts off by talking about Tosefes Yom Kippur. If a child becomes a gadol during Tosefes Yom Kippur, let's say Yud Aleph Tishrei is his birthday, and he becomes a child right after Yom Kippur. So, but again, Tosefes, so you have to be Mosif. So if you're Mosif on Yom Kippur, then you're already going into the next day. So maybe he's already Mechuyev in mitzvahs at that moment. So if he's Mechuyev in Tosefes Yom Kippur, does that make him Mechuyev in the Iker Yom Kippur? Or do we say that he wasn't obligated in the Iker Yom Kippur because he was a katan then of course he can't be obligated in the Tosefes, because the Tosefes is just a Hosafa on Yom Kippur. So in that regard, he says, and what happens if somebody becomes a gadol according to the poskim? Again, major machlokas a poskim. According to the poskim, let's say that a child becomes a gadol me'es la'es, meaning 13 years, exactly 24-hour periods after he was born, not by the halachic day, which is what most poskim say, that whenever he's born, even if he's born right before Shkia, it's okay. The 13th year, his birthday, even in the morning, right? It hasn't been exactly counting 24-hour periods. But he says, what happens if he becomes a gadol on the middle of Yom Kippur? The middle of Yom Kippur. So you're going to tell me, up until this moment, he didn't have to fast. Now he has to fast? You call that a fast day? How can you call that a fast? How can you call that a Yom Inui? Right? He wasn't chayev to be ma'ana himself before, and now he is. So what exactly, how do you... how do you view that? So he's noted to say that kibin de hutra hutra, because he didn't fast earlier. In my yakadam yom kippurim, umotzo yom kibin asa gadol, ukemochein, lahani de sarvita chashvina me'es la'es, l'inyin shani gavos, in asa gadol b'emsa yom kippurim, nirlani is daiti, de kibin de rashoi le'achol, since he could eat, mixas hayom, ain kantainis me'er vad erev, kivan de shekfar achal v'shasa ayom eich yitachen shvem sayom shekshanas agadol yaschil esanos har ein kantainus klau. He quotes that you need complete fast may ace la ace, and therefore he says kivan the hutra hutra kind of svar. Other achronim are not so keen on that. Maybe it's not comparable. You don't look at the day; you look at the person. Right now he's chayef. Kivan the hutra hutra, you know, maybe works when there's a heter. There's no iser. This is like the situation we had before that it was never aser. Wasn't that there was a heter? Either way, other posts can use this in other examples. The chacham so he has a tshuva, a long tshuva in kufchav dalad. A man's wife went became a shota nishtata, and then he married a second wife. And then the first one got healed again. So they say, since he was able to violate, it wasn't a violation of Chirim Bino Gershom, because she was an Ishtata, and that could he stay with the second wife? Again, Kibin Hutra comes up in this context as well. Okay, we'll stop here.